Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will continue our study of Divrei HaYamim Bet, Perek Yud Tet. So we are under the reign of Yehoshaphat. In this Perek, the Ketuvim tells us how Yehoshaphat sought to restore justice to the dominion to Malchus Yehuda. So after the war, Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, returns to his house in peace to Yerushalayim. Vayetzi al panav, the war we spoke about yesterday. First, he is surrounded. Remember, the enemy thinks that he is the king of Israel that they are looking for. He calls out to Hashem. Hashem helps him, just to recap. And he is fine. He is safe. He does not die in the war. He returns home to Yerushalayim. Vayetzi al panav Yehu ben Hanani hachoza vayomer elamech Yehoshaphat. Hala rasha la'azor ulasone Hashem te'ahav uvazos alecha ketzah from b'lefnei Hashem. So even though he has returned fine and safe from the battle where he joined forces with his mechoen and Malchus Yisrael, nevertheless, Hashem apparently is not so happy because Yehu ben Hanani, the Choza, the seer, comes to him and he says, so you went to help the wicked, to those who hate God you love, and now the anger will come out, wrath from God will come before you because Hashem was not happy that he joined forces with Malchus Yisrael. However, he's not in such big trouble because of the good that he did in eradicating Avodah Zarah from the land. Aval dvarim tovim ninsu imach. However, good things will be found with you, continues the seer. Ki vi'arta ha'asheros minarts. If you remember, he got rid of the asheros trees from the land. V'achinosi levav chalidrosh alokim. You prepared everyone's heart. You directed your heart to seek God. So even though Hashem's not so happy that he made a shitvus, a partnership with Malchus Yisrael because they were over the Avodah Zarah, you remember the 400 false prophets that were prophesizing that it was okay to go to battle. Nevertheless, even though you joined with Arasha, there are some good things because you eradicated Avodah Zarah from the land and your heart seeks Hashem. Vayeshev Yehoshaphat b'Yerushalayim. Yehoshaphat dwelt in Yerushalayim. Vayashev Vayetzi ba'ami Be'er Sheva ad Har Ephraim. So he goes and he travels throughout his kingdom from Be'er Sheva until Har Ephraim, Vayeshivim El Hashem Elokei Avosim. From the root word Teshuvah, Vayeshivim, he returns people back to Hashem. So Yehoshaphat is still working in his kingdom to bring the people back to God. He is teaching Torah throughout the land. He is at one with God. He is a very successful king. And what does he do in this parak? So this parak details how he sets up judges throughout the land in each and every city. And he says to the Shoftim, Pasuk Vav, he says to the Shoftim, Ru'u ma atem osim, see what you are doing. Ki lo la'adam tishbetu ki la'Hashem. A Jewish judge has to know that when he is judging, it's not on behalf of man. He's really working for God. You are working for Hashem, v'imachem bidvar mishpat. You have to be very careful because Hashem is with you in matters of justice. La'ata, and now you pachar Hashem aleichem. Let the reverence, the fear, the awe of God be upon you. Shimru va'asu, you should be on guard. You should do ki ein im Hashem elokeinu, because why should you be very careful? Because with Hashem our God, there is no avla, umasopanu, umikach shochad. There's no injustice with Hashem. There's no showing favoritism. There's no bribery. So he appoints judges throughout the land in each and every city, but he warns them. And the warning is, you should know, you're not judging for yourself. You are working for Hashem, and you better be honest, because with God, there's no injustice, and there's no favoritism, and there's no bribery. And in Yerushalayim, he also established the Levim and the Kohanim and the heads of the tribes, Lamishpat Hashem v'lariv, to judge for God and for quarrels, Vayeshuvi Yerushalayim. So we see that he is very successful, and they return to Yerushalayim to serve in the high court. And Rabbi Dean Steinzot says this judicial body included learned representatives from all classes of the people. It was equivalent of what would later be called the Great Sanhedrin. It is similarly stated elsewhere, this court compromised Kohanim, Levim, and leaders of Israel. So this Perek Yotet is telling us how Yehoshaphat established courts of law and justices throughout the land, and he commanded them. It's a short parak, only 11 psukim long, and he commanded them, so you should do, b'yiras Hashem be'amuna uvalev Hashem. When a judge judges, you have to do it with reverence for God, awe of God, yirat Hashem, amuna, faithfulness, uvalev Hashem, and with a true heart. And when quarrels come before you from your brothers sitting in the cities, whether it's a bein dam le dam, it is a question of blood to blood, being Torah l'mitzvah, whether it's a question of law and mitzvah, l'chukim l'mishpatim, different kinds of statutes and mitzvot that we are commanded, v'hizharatim osam, you should warn them, v'lo yashmul Hashem, you should not be guilty to Hashem. A judge has to be very careful not to take shochad, because there's no shochad before Hashem. You have to not show favoritism, there's no favoritism before God, and if you bring guilt, v'haya ketzef aleichem v'alacheichem, you will bring the wrath of God upon you and upon your brothers, so you shall do, and so you shall not be guilty. And this is the overview of the parak. The last pasuk in the parak tells us the leaders, the head priest, who is the head priest in charge of matters of the Lord, and the chief official over the house of Yehuda for matters of the king, and the officers of the Levim. So we see how important it is to establish courts of justice, shoftim v'shochim titeinecha b'chol sharecha b'chol gvulacha shor Hashem elkecha noseinecha l'shoftecha. First pasuk of Parsha Shoftim in the book of Devarim. When we come to the land, we must establish judges and officers, and we see that this is what Yehoshaphat did. I want to take you to a pasuk in Rashi in Sefer Bereishis. Parak Yud Ches, pasuk Aleph in Sefer Bereishis. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei Mamre. God appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. And he is sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. This pasuk, of course, is referring to Avraham Avinu, our first patriarch. In Perek Yud Zayin, he had Brit Milah. And now in Perek Yud Ches, it is the third day post-Milah. He's in a lot of pain. He's sitting at the entrance to the tent, and God appears to him. And the pasuk says, Vuhu Yoshev Petach HaOhel. He is sitting at the entrance to the tent. So God comes to be Mevaker Chola, says the Gemara Masechta Sota Yodalet Aleph, is quoted by Rashi. But I want to talk about the word Yoshev. Avram is sitting. It is written chaser. If you would look in the Chumash, you will see Perek Yud Ches, Bereishis, Pasuk Aleph. It's written without the Vav. Yud, Shin, Bet. Yoshev. Rashi says Yashav Ketiv. It is spelled chaser without a Vav, as if it is read Yashav sat. This teaches us, Bikesh La'amod, Avram Avinu wanted to stand out of respect for Hashem's presence. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Shave, you sit. Va'ani amod, I, God, will stand. Va'ata simon levanecha, you are foreshadowing for your children. Sha'asid, in the future. Ani lehit yasev, I, God, am destined to stand. Ba'adata yadonim, hadayanin, in the assembly of the judges. Ve'hein yoshvin, and they will sit. Shanemar, and now Rashi quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Elokim nitzav ba'adat al. God will stand in the divine assembly. So Rashi is quoting from Kapitel Pei Bet of Tehillim, chapter 82. What does the pasuk say? Mizmar l'asaf, a song for Asaf. Elokim nitzav ba'adat al. Elokim stands in the assembly of God. Bekarev Elokim yishpat. In the midst of the judges, he judges. So this pasuk tells us that Hashem stands in the middle of the judges. What is this Rashi talking about? Avram Avinu wants to stand up when he sees that God has come to be Mevaker Chol, and Hashem says, no, shave, you sit down. I, God, will stand. You are foreshadowing. We know Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer Simanim. Everything that happened to the forefathers is a foreshadowing for the future generations. So Hashem says to Avram, you're going to sit. I'm going to stand. This is a foreshadowing for the future, because in the future, I, God, will stand in the assembly of judges, and they, the judges, will sit, as quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, Elokim nitzav ba'adat el. Why am I bringing this to you? Because you're going to learn now, together with me, a piece from my Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik Zatzal, the Rav, that relates exactly to the importance of establishing judges, the attitude and outlook of the judges that they must have, and I think it relates very strongly to our and Divrei Hayamim, because Yehoshaphat was a strong king, a king who walked in the ways of God, a king who restored Torah to Malchus Yehuda and eradicated Avodah Zarah, and he understands the importance of establishing justices and judges, and that's what the whole Perek Yud Tet. It's a short Perek, it's only 11 psukim long, but that's primarily, besides for the rebuke of the Navi, what the whole Perek is about. So what do we learn when it comes to establishing judges? I'm now quoting from the Sefer, Abraham's Journey, Thoughts and Teachings of the Rav, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik. So the Rav says, he quotes this pasuk from Bereishis, Avram sat at the entrance of his tent, v'hu yoshev petach ha'ohel. It is not necessary to renounce the world in order to be close to God, says the Rav. A person can be within the world, to be part of the world, be engaged in human affairs, sit in the front of the tent. You don't need to be in isolation, in a cave. You don't need to be locked up. Abraham was busy with daily chores. But if you attend to your everyday affairs in a manner satisfactory to God, you have an encounter with God. That's Petach Ohel. What about this idea that he was Yoshev? So now the Rav says, V'hu Yoshev, he sat at the entrance to the tent. The Yoshev is in the present tense, but the Vav is missing, which I already told you, allowing the word to be read as Yashav in the past tense. Rashi quotes a strange medrash, says the Rav. Avram was seated. He wanted to get up. God told him, remain seated. I, God, will stand. The fact that you remain seated symbolizes something for the future for your children. What is going on here? What does Rashi want to convey, says the Rav? When an important, dignified person comes to us, we rise and receive him standing. When an important person comes to your house, you rise in respect. The host stands at the door receiving his guests. The Holy One came to visit Avram, so Avram jumped up from his seat. He was in pain. He had major surgery, but he jumped up right away. God said, Avram, you're making a mistake. You consider yourself the host and me the guest. The opposite is true. I am the host and you are the guest. I am receiving you. It is not your tent, it is my tent. Nothing is yours, Avram, so you remain seated because I am the host. And says the Rav, the same is true in every court. Judaism has never accepted the concept of judging people. How can a human being who is a sinner, who is just as imperfect as the accused person in the dock, what right does he have to render judgment? V'amishpat le'elokim hu. Judgment belongs to God, pasuk from Devarim. But the Torah allows judgment, nevertheless, says the Rav. Because if human beings were not permitted to judge their fellow men, anarchy would prevail. Nonetheless, the judge, whoever he may be, must always remember he is just a plenipotentiary. He is an agent, a messenger from the Almighty, who is the real judge. And therefore, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Elohim, what is the Pasuk? I'm going to go back to it so I can quote it properly. Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. God stands in the congregation of God. Bekerav Elohim yishpot. In the midst of the judges, he, God, judges. God is the owner, says the Rav. Hashem is the master. We are just guests and tenants who will be invited to take a seat, while God the host remains standing. And this is the lesson in this Rashi, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph in Bereishis. Avram Avinu wanted to stand up. He thought he was the host and Hashem was the guest. Hashem said, you have it all wrong. I am the host of the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom Moshe Olam, Ve'en HaOlam Mekobo. I am the host of the whole world. You are actually my guest. You have a seat of Ram Avinu because everything belongs to me. And what does Rashi quote? Rashi talks about judges, that the judge has to know that in essence they are sitting before Hashem when they give judgment. Why? Because the only true judge, the one shofet over all of us, is the Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, says the Rav, the Torah allows judges, because if not, anarchy in society would prevail. But ultimately, that judge is as sinful as the guy he's judging. And he has to know, Halo Mishpat le'Elohim hu. Justice and judgment is for God. And really here in Perek Yotet, you see that Yehoshaphat understands that very, very strongly. He advises his judges when he appoints them. You're not judging on behalf of man. You are judging on behalf of the Lord, Pasuk Vav. And he is with you in matters of justice. Remember, the fear of God should be upon you, he says to the judges. Shimru, be on guard, va'asu, and do. Because with Hashem, our God, there is no injustice. There is no favoritism. There is no accepting of the bribes. So we understand that Yehoshaphat, we spoke about his name already, he is shofet for Hashem, understands that the true judge is only the Ribono Shel Olam, and any human judge is just an emissary of God. And it's a lot of food for thought, because even if we are not justices in courts, the reality is that we go around all day, even if it's subconsciously, judging the actions of other people, the dress of other people, the speech of other people, the eating habits of other people, the business practices of other people, whether it affects us or not, our mind naturally judges others. We have to remember that God says, you have a seat. I am the judge and I am the host. and you are simply a guest in my world. Thank you for learning with me, Liului Nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. Allah HaShalom. Be'ezor Hashem, I look forward to continuing our learning tomorrow. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tov to all. Thank you.